According to Mintzberg and colleagues, decision problems may be categorized by the stimuli that evoke them. At one extreme are opportunities, those initiated on a purely voluntary basis to improve an already secure situation. At the other extreme are crises, where organizations respond to intense pressures. A severe situation which demands immediate action can occur in crises. Most decision problems fall in between the two extremes, being evoked by milder pressures than crises. During the development of a solution, however, a given decision process can shift along this continuum. For example, an ignored opportunity can later emerge as a problem or even a crisis, or a manager may convert a crisis to a problem by seeking a temporary solution. And in some cases, a manager may use a crisis or problem situation as an opportunity to innovate. Secondly, based on early work by Simon in 1960, decision problems may also be classified by their nature into three types, namely, unstructured problems. For these, none of the phases of decision-making can be formalized, and no pre-established procedures exist. These types of problems are difficult to support with models and computerized decision-making processes. Structured problems. Here, all phases of decision-making can be formalized, and it's possible to develop standard operating procedures for addressing the problems. The decision-making process can easily be delegated or even automated. Semi-structured or ill-structured problems. These are somewhere intermediate between the above two types. The main challenge here is to find structure in problems that seem to have no structure. Such problems are also referred to as wicked problems. Most systems analysis approaches are aimed at finding solutions to these types of problems.